Rovers, finishing runner-up to Cheyenne Post 6 at the state baseball tournament. We've got their manager, Ben Phillips, one of the best athletes to come out of Sheridan, actually out of the state of Wyoming as well. Ben joining us on the phone lines.
Which Trevor Jackson is not.
Trevor Jackson, not one of the best athletes to come out of Sheridan. Ben, how
or
you doing?
Anywhere else.
How you doing, Ben?
Good, Keith. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. And you can tell Trevor that as well.
Yeah, you can tell Trevor. What Keith told him, you can tell him that Dave said the same thing.
I will.
While we're at it, why don't you ask Trevor why he's not coming to Cheyenne this week?
Well, I already did. He said his bosses won't let him come down.
So. A bunch of cheap.
Well, see, here, Ben, we are airing every single game, not necessarily over our airwaves, but we have a streaming app as well, so every game will be broadcast by us. So we'll be out there and bringing it back to Sheridan, I believe.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys had quite the trek through the state tournament. I know Cheyenne got the best of you a couple times, but it seemed like that Gillette game where you knew the winner was going to the regional as either a state champ or runner-up, you guys were putting all your eggs in that basket. Is that safe to say right there, or how did that kind of play out in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, that's what we were playing for. We knew that, you know, if we could get past Gillette, that we'd be in the regional. You know, we played Cheyenne three times already that year, and they beat us every time, and we were even with Gillette. So we knew we had a pretty good matchup going into that, and that we had opportunities and have a chance to make it to the regional. So, yeah, I mean, that was the game we were trying to win.
So are you indicating to us that there might be a little bit of bad blood between Sheridan and Gillette?
Well, I don't want to say that, but we're very competitive with one another, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay, that's a nice way of putting it.
Come on, Ben, go back to your high school football days, your high school days. You can relive some of those good rivalries, right?
Yeah, definitely. I hear about them all the time, so... definitely a pretty good rivalry between us and Gillette.
Well, you got the best of them. How big is it? Because the state had been dominated by Cheyenne and Gillette for a number of years. How good is it to, obviously for Sheridan to get in, but to see a different team and maybe grow baseball outside of those areas that, hey, you know, other areas have good baseball as well in the state?
Yeah, you know, it's something we've been striving for. When I took over 8 years ago, I mean, my first year, I think we were 8-30, and the previous year we had won 4 games, and we've just really been trying to get baseball back in Sheridan, and because we want to get back and compete, and, you know, that's why I coach, is I want Wyoming to be, you know, the best that it can be in baseball. I love the game. So I think statewide it helps, you know, to get teams that are more even and stuff, I think it makes it more competitive and more exciting. You'll get more kids who want to play if you're making it and you're competing every game. So, you know, it's a great, great thing for us to be in this tournament.
What is your guys' mindset as you head to this regional tournament? I mean, it's the first time in nearly 20 years Sheridan's been a part of it. What is your mindset as you head in?
You know, right now we're living in the moment. I told the kids, you know, enjoy this. It's not an opportunity that you're probably going to have, you know, very often. Obviously, the last time we were in it was 1997, so 19 years, a gap there. So, you know, where my mindset is, we've just been a gritty team all year. We're going to go out and we're going to play hard. And if we lose, you know, that's not a big deal for us as long as we play hard and compete. So, you know, we played Scarlets. I think we played the Billings Scarlets our first game. So we played them a couple times this year, and they beat us twice, 8-1 and 6-5. So we're going to have to play really, really well to compete with them. They're a great team, and Adam Hoost up there in Billings has got a great program. So we're just honored to have an opportunity to play those guys.
You know, I was listening to the games. I was in Arkansas last week, but I listened on our stream to all of the Post 6 games. And Reese Monaco, who was up there doing the games for us, said, you know, he talked about your team and just said that you're, you know, maybe not the flashiest, maybe not the biggest names, but you're just tough, gritty. You hit the ball a lot. You're relentless on offense, and you just play hard and you get down in the dirt and get after it. Is that how you would describe your team?
Describes it perfectly. We're not really glamorous. We don't have any standout guys that are going to awe you by any means. But what we have are a bunch of guys who believe in each other. I mean, we only have 14 kids on our team, so to play a, you know, mid-60s game schedule, we've had to just. We're grinders is what we call ourselves. We just are grinders. We grind through the season. So I couldn't be more proud of these guys. They just we call ourselves grease balls and dirt bags. So that's an affectionate term for us. And, you know, that's just the way our MO is. So Absolutely love it. That's just the way we are.
I thought those were terms that were reserved for Gillette.
No comment?
Well, I got some other ones for that.
Okay.
But you mentioned having played the Scarlets earlier this season, but you guys also played the Billings Royals. You played some competitive teams. Rapid City, I believe, Post 22 was on your schedule. You played some competitive teams. I think you even beat the Royals. You beat the Royals this year when you played them. How is that schedule, do you think, going to help you knowing that you've competed with some teams that are regional quality teams?
Well, you know, that's why we do it. It's all those games that we schedule, whether we win or lose, are to prepare us for the state tournament that we play here, because to beat Gillette and to beat Cheyenne, we're going to have to beat guys that have really good arms and guys who can hit really well. So I tried to pack as many tough games in there as possible, knowing that we might not win them all, but they were going to help us in the long run. So, you know, and we end up, we competed with those teams, and we beat them a couple times, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of who's on the mound for us. So I think it played well into our hands and helped us in the state tournament a lot.
Were you part of the Sheridan team that was at the regional, or was that after your time playing in Sheridan?
I played in 92, and we won state and went to a regional in Idaho. And unfortunately, we beat Cheyenne in the state championship. I don't want to, you know, go any farther than that, but that might be the last time that we beat Cheyenne.
All right. But, hey, you know, you and your brother, part of the Wyoming Sports Hall of Fame. You're the better athlete, though, right? Than Blaine?
Yeah, obviously.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Just have to say it.
Good stuff. Hey, Ben, we'll see you down here on Wednesday as you take on the Billings Scarlets. It'll be game number 2. It's supposed to go at 12:30 at Powers Field, and we'll bring the action back to Sheridan as well. We thank you so much for joining us, and have a safe trip down here. Thank you.
Yeah, and say hi to Trevor for us.
I will. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. There you go. Bye-bye. That's Ben Phillips joining us here on the Sports Zone. Monty.